520 in Vegas, I got some cushy tryna slide. 520 in Vegas, I'm with my partners getting high. 520 in Vegas, 520 in Vegas, yeah. 520 in Vegas, I got some cushy tryna slide. 520 in Vegas, I'm with my partners getting high. 520 in Vegas, 520 in Vegas, yeah. Just let the plug, finna pick my brother up. Just got a smoking, finna roll another one. Put some wax in my blunt, man, that shit had me stuck. And my eyes hella low, cause I stay high as fuck. I've been smoking out the pound, but it's still
coming live from Living Room Studios. This is the 420 in Vegas podcast. I'm your host, Vegas A, with my co-host, Chris.
Yeah, Glow.
And my brother, Ray Sun.
Yeah, that's my shit. What's happening?
Before we start, I want to say one thing. Every time I hear the fucking theme song, I think about Jamie
R.I.P.
Yeah, and they still ain't found the nigga's killer yet, which is crazy to me because it happened in the daylight on a fucking residential street. I know somebody's fucking Ring camera had to pick up something. And I got some details from the family, but I'm going to keep it under wraps until they find out more information and shit. But it's just fucking crazy to me that we can see a fucking man-made helicopter drone on Mars and shit.
And we can't find, the homies. Yeah, somebody
in broad daylight in Vegas. It's fucking crazy to me.
Right. What a bitch. Right, they said it was a female was with the shooter, right?
And said somebody was in his passenger seat too. So you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it could have all of them niggas is suspect. If you ask me,
something. Well, this is episode 94. We are smoking on some Camp LA Kush cake and some Gary Poppin's Shatter from Medicine, all from Planet 13, mixed with some Keith from EJ Bernie. That shit's still going strong.
Shout out EJ Bernie.
I just told somebody about him like yesterday.
I need to hit up Saltwater for some more of their concentrate all the deals
fucking
and shit.
All the fucking night market shits are on Fridays and I can't go. I'm at work until 9.
Things, Saturday, Sunday.
I need a Wednesday. I work nights every fucking day.
I'll send Josh.
I'll send you the information.
Yeah,
they might have Wednesdays. I think they
I need Wednesday. A Wednesday or I need a Saturday. Like, I could do a Saturday night.
They have Saturday, I think. I think they have damn near every day. There's something every day.
Like,
week,
that
really.
Shit, it always be like to nine. Like, I work nights, guys. Like,
if you know
I
the right
come.
Motherfucker, there's some damn near every day of the week. But, yeah.
They've been, like, a lot of pages, like, from the Ohana session, shit like that, they've been, like following me, so I have the access. I just haven't run into a day yet that I'm actually going
to
go.
We'll hit you up and drop you a DM, like, hey. Yeah. I can deliver direct to you.
Oh, hell well, yeah. I'm looking for you.
Get that money off. Yeah.
I thought you're getting paid. Marijuana's big business.
excuse me.
What was it? How was your week, Chris?
Okay. So the last couple weeks, I haven't been able to like really bring like home some good stories, but I got y'all. So Wednesday, speaking of Wednesday, that's me and Josh's only off day. Together, right? Wednesday. So I'm like, okay, cool. What are we gonna do? Okay, I wanted some fucking seafood. And I was like, on TikTok, blah, blah, blah. Let me figure it out. And everybody was like, oh, crab and spice.
Hell yeah. I've been there. It's good.
Which one? On Lake Mead?
I went to the one. I think it was one on Lake Mead. Is that the one?
I don't even know what the fuck it is.
Nigga.
Which one is there? There's another one.
There's a one on Lake Mead and there's one in Henderson.
Lake Mead
West. No, I didn't go to the Henderson.
Lake Mead West on the west side. I don't, but
you didn't like it?
Rainbow type shit?
It's not that I didn't like it. Let me tell you what happened. So we get there. You know, you got to scan a little thing to get on the wait list. It's a Wednesday. Okay. So whatever. There's a wait list on Wednesday at 6 o'clock.
P.M.?
Yeah.
Okay. I went like 2 in the afternoon. There was nobody there.
Okay. Wednesday. We scan the little code. I'm on the list at 6:40, right? Mm-hmm. We get our table at 7, which for Vegas, that's not bad.
You only been there an hour?
We scanned in at 6:40.
Oh,
and we got our
6:40.
Seat at 7 o'clock.
20 minutes?
That's
not bad.
That's not nothing at all. We smoked the blunt. It was cool.
That's perfect.
Right. So that was fine. Great. Everybody was super nice. Like the girl up front, the nigga, it's like a bald black dude.
Yeah.
I think he's the owner or something like that.
Owner / chef /
And I just want y'all to know that I'm going to get through this the best way. I'm going to try to remember everything. But I was working on a Yelp review for like I'm not one of those niggas, and that's why I couldn't even believe that like it was bringing me to this situation. But I didn't do it only because I was working on it all Thursday at work, and then I accidentally fucking cleared it. So whatever, right. I'm not doing that again. But okay, here is my review. Okay, so anyway, so 6:40, 7 o'clock, perfect. Whatever, smoked a blunt. Whatever, we get in and we get sat at the tables. Then the chairs. I don't have a flat butt, and I don't have like a narrow butt. So like I need like some of those like chairs are not comfortable. So I was like, okay, cool. Like it was whatever. So I was like, I saw a booth in the corner.
What chair is it?
It's like the metal red chairs, but it would be fine if it didn't have, it has like the extra fucking like back thing. I don't know how to explain it. Like it's got a piece of chair here, and okay, like I have I have like a. But anyway,
coming
so
up on the edges of the
back. Yeah, yeah. So that's so whatever. I was like,
I think I was in a booth.
So I saw a booth in the corner close to like the kitchen. I don't really be caring about if I'm close to the kitchen or not like that. So I was like, hey, is that booth available? So the white lady that was my waitress that it didn't know she was my waitress yet. I stopped her and I was like, hey, and I was asking her, trying to ask her about the booth, and she was too busy, like so busy trying to tell me that like she's not sure if this is her section or not, that she didn't even let me get the question out. And then the black dude heard the situation happening.
Yeah.
So then he came over, snatched the menu from her, and was like, come on, I got y'all. He took us over
snatched it on some hood shit? Like, watch out, Becky. Let me take care of...
Slightly. Yeah. Like, it wasn't, like, super aggressive, but he was like, I got it. Right. And he was like, ain't nobody sitting over there. Let him sit over there. So he put the little crab paper down on that table because nothing, like I said, nobody was sitting there. It wasn't set up.
Right.
So he set it up for us. Like, cool. Okay. So this is still like only like 7:05, right? Okay, cool. So she come over and she's our waitress, like I figured. And then so because she was doing other tables and that, anyway, whatever. Maybe she's new. So then so she asked us what we wanted to drink. Cool. Brought us the drinks. It's like, it's still all this shit is happening so fast. It's like 7:10 right now. So then she comes over at like maybe 7:15. This is again, all this shit happens so fast, right? Like, and I'm sitting here thinking this is gonna be great. So we got fucking sat down quick, whatever. She brings our water. This is all again like within the first 10 minutes of 7 o'clock. So then she takes our order, right? Explains the menu. Great. It's awesome. I think that it's an awesome menu. And she goes away. It's like 7:10. She took our order. And you know how you get like the appetizer sides? So if you order the chicken wings, they'll bring the chicken wings before they bring the bag. We didn't get our chicken wings. It's 4 chicken wings.
Damn.
Until 8 o'clock.
Damn.
Okay. We have plans to go see Immaculate at the movie theaters. So most all you can eat, sir, what, 90 minutes, an hour and a half? Okay, cool. We didn't get our bags until like 8:35, 8:40.
So y'all sat there for an hour.
Basically. An hour and a half, the 90 minutes that it would take for all you can eat. And so then the white girl assures me, hey, no one's going to kick you out. Like
first bag?
The first.
That's what I'm saying. They've been there an hour and a half.
Was it crowded there or something that night or?
I guess. I mean, but it's a Wednesday, and if this is how Wednesday goes, I'm terrified to come here on a weekend.
Because I went on a Saturday.
At 2 o'clock, yeah, and but this is only a 3 to 4 hour difference, like, and on a Wednesday. Okay, whatever. So we get the bag, and I'd never had a scallop before. I know that sounds like uncultured, but I had never eaten a scallop before. So I know for sure I didn't order it in my bag, but there were scallops in my bag. And I was just like, hey, and I, you know how like, I'm like, oh, it's just one scallop. Like, oh, like one got in here. Right. Cool. Whatever. I taste it. I was like, okay, this is not bad. Whatever. Like that. Right. Then I continue in my bag and it's like mad scallops in there. And I was like, yo, like I didn't order these scallops.
I tried to replace that shit with the shrimp. Did you have shrimp? No,
I did. No, I had
put a little extra scallops in
it. Was, no, water. I didn't get crawfish. Instead.
That's what
it
was. After they tried to replace your shit.
So when she comes over, she's like, everything okay? I was like, yeah, but I didn't order scallops, and she was like, "Oh yeah, you did." No, I didn't.
Yeah, that's right. So, that's right where the problem starts. Right, so, there, motherfucker said, "Yeah, you did."
Like, and she was like, "Oh yeah, you did," and I was like, "No," because like this is the first time I've ever eaten a scallop in my whole life, and it's only because like they're in my bag. But right. Like I've literally never said scallops because I've never eaten it and didn't plan on it. Like, and she goes. And so then she still kind of be like, "Oh, but you said," and I was like, "I said crawfish," and because me and Josh basically have the same bag, except he don't like spicy shit, and so it was the same bag. So he got his shit, and I got scallops, whatever. So she tried to tell me that I ordered scallops, whatever, girl, I didn't. So then again, it is 8:45. So I'm honestly thinking that this would be the time that we'd be wrapping up our time here. So we plan to go see Immaculate at like 9. We were like 10 minutes away from the movie theater. Cool. But no, because I'm not leaving, because this is all you can eat, and I've only gotten one bag.
Yeah, I should have got y'all money back.
So then, McDonald's. So as she was telling me about the fucking scallops, it's $40 a piece.
Did you buy your movie tickets online?
I didn't buy them yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's whatever. But she didn't know that. Like, whatever. So... So while she's arguing about the scallops, I was like, "Hey, actually, this took hella long. Like, can we just order the second bag right now?" Right? Okay, yeah. So we get the bag. I asked her to repeat what she got on there for me, so that we don't have the scallop scandal again. Right. Okay, cool. So then we don't get, like, she keeps walking past us. And I just want to say that because I don't want to say that, like, oh, we're being discriminated against. Right. Because there was literally, like, 7 to 8 tables. And Josh went outside to smoke a black at one point, and it was people that were still waiting, like, to be sat, that we saw when we coming in when we sat down.
Wow.
And so it wasn't like a issue with like my service. Like there was like a bunch of other people also experiencing the exact same thing, where they're just sitting there with 4 chicken bones and they waiting for a fucking hour for all you can eat. Okay, so then she was walking past. So now we missed the 9 o'clock, right? So now I'm like, okay, well maybe we'll make the 9. It was like a weird time, like 9:38, something stupid. I don't know. And so, because we went to, where do we go? We went to Santa Fe. And so, what happened? Okay, so then she keeps walking past. And I was like, "Hey, like, what the fuck is up?" Like, I was like, "Hey, this is like our literal only off day. And we've literally spent like the majority of it here and not eating." Like, so like, and so then she's like, "Okay, let me go check on it right now." So then she fucking takes a nut. We don't leave until like 9:20.
Fuck. And y'all got there at 7:15 or
6:40? No, 6:40 p.m.
Oh, hell no. I just left and went to Joe's.
So listen, I didn't want to do that. Like, it, because I, listen.
I had to just regardless. So anyway. That you got your shit free.
So anyway. So then she comes back with these huge, with like these, like way overfilled bags and some styrofoam and shit. And she was like, "I know you guys don't want to probably sit here no more." And they close at 10 o'clock. I want you to know that. And again, I wasn't the only table having this issue.
Wow.
And so she let us take it to go, which I guess was better. Like, it was $40.
But you can't take it. Was the order right? Huh? Second time?
Yeah, it was right and overfilled.
But the to-go shit is whack, because now you're going to the movies. You can't take that shit in the movies.
I can't take it in the movies, but shit.
That shit going to be smelling like motherfucker. They're going to come with a flashlight up on your ass and be like,
"Is she got crawfish shells?
Don't look like no fucking popcorn and Snicker bars and shit."
Sitting right there, extended in that recliner.
No. So we just fucking... We just ate it after we got back from the movies. We fucking reboiled it and shit and did our shit. But it was so fucking awful. Yeah. And I don't want to say the restaurant was nice. They have 3 TVs on the wall.
It's her Yelp review.
This is my Yelp review, because I'm not fucking writing it again. It was 3 fucking TVs on the wall. 2 of them had fucking Fire Stick fucking
screens.
Fucking, not Fire Stick. The screen savers, like, okay, with the fucking field of flowers.
Yeah.
And then the one against the wall that it was probably kind of awkward for most of the tables to sit at on the floor to like be able to crane their neck and watch is the only one that had a game on it. Right. The music was good. I'll give you that, because that made the wait time less fucking agonizing because I was like jamming a little bit and then like whatever. And then the black guy who I think is the owner supervisor, nice, but that was awful. Like
that is awful. That's crazy.
Like from 6:40 until by the when we got into the movies, we had like 2 to 3 previews before the lights went out. From 6:40 p.m.
Yeah, that's insane.
So it was awful, and I wish that I could have sent that Yelp, but I'm probably not gonna rewrite it again.
Just
so
Adam.
That was
clip this up.
Yeah, it was, and that's what I'm saying. Like the food was good, and we didn't do the all you can eat crab, like just because we had never been there before, so I wanted to taste like the seasoning and see if I like felt like doing that. Mm-hmm. So I really planned on going back and adding the $18 to do the all you can eat crab as well, but I'm definitely not. Like I just can't. I can't bring myself to do it. I will not waste another off day there.
That's crazy. Yeah, so.
Yeah, they were slow with my second bag. They were pretty quick with the first day.
They were not.
That's when I walk out.
I mean, you know what? No, I mean, tried.
It was slow to the point where I was like, hey, y'all got my second bag coming and shit. And she's like, oh, yeah, we got it.
Work.
I was like, it ain't busy in this motherfucker, so I need my goddamn shrimps.
I don't work in food, but I do work in the service industry. So I do understand that a lot of the stuff ain't like this issue that I had at this place had nothing to do with any of the people on the floor. It's whatever the fuck the kitchen was doing. Or maybe you don't have enough people back there, or I don't know what the problem is.
I thought that nigga was working in the kitchen too. I thought his ass was cooking in.
Honestly, he was going back and forth like that. It's very possible.
Chicken, pick it up.
Yeah. Like it was on some of that type shit. Like, and it was terrible, and I know that I was not the only person that was upset, because it was a group of Asian people in the corner that was very upset because they literally got sat before us, and so they were waiting just as long as we were. So it was terrible. Okay, so then let me see. Saturday, yesterday, I had to work with my bar enemy. So that was fucking the pits, but
the motherfucker that used to leave the area dirty.
Yeah. Used to. Yep. That's her. And so that was crazy, and she gets on my nerves, and actually I'm just not going to get into that story because fuck her. But that's it. Basically my crab and spice story. I did go see Immaculate. I went to go see, Late Night with the Devil last week, which was fucking amazing.
Late Night with the Devil?
Amazing.
My niece told me I need to. She said I need
it's
to see that.
It's fucking, oh my God. And then Immaculate was also a very, very good movie. Yeah.
Dune 2 was good.
Sand, the sequel.
You like the third person, though. I didn't hear say they checked it out.
Dune?
And
it was good? Sequel.
Yeah. I mean, I don't remember if they said it was good or not, but they said
Dune to me, I mean, don't hate me, guys, but Dune to me is like Avatar. Like, if I see it, I see it. If I don't, it's okay. Like, nah, I'm not gonna
hate you on that shit.
Avatar. I mean, I've seen the first one like twice.
Right. You seen the second one?
No.
Oh, you wildin'.
I walked past it yesterday on the TV.
You wildin'.
Well, not yesterday.
You didn't like the first one then?
I mean, it was okay. Like, well, okay. Like,
Jake Sully?
The first Avatar was good as shit.
No, it was good.
You watch it 3, 4, 5 times and it's getting, you know, but that first time you see it.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I mean, watching that bitch.
It's just blue niggas fucking with a tail.
Young and the Restless type shit.
No, I like Murder and Mayhem. Okay. Like,
that was Murder and Mayhem. They killed a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, you're right. It's fucking genocide and shit.
You're like, motherfucker. That's mayhem.
That is pretty mayhem.
They weren't human, so she didn't give a fuck.
They was like little blue niggas. She's like
species.
Crush them.
Species.
Like, some shit. That wasn't even them, right? When they like, they became them to go in there, right?
Yep.
Yeah,
to steal their shit.
Transferred their mind into like the blue
body of them. Yeah. Like, come on. I don't know. Maybe it's like sci-fi stuff that I'm just not super attracted
to.
That's
my favorite genre.
I hear you.
Sci-fi.
Like
sci-fi then horror.
Yeah.
Or horror then sci-fi. Either way.
I mean, if you find a way to mix the two, then I can fuck with it. like, you know, like some fucking maniac robot or some fucking like weird shit like that. I can fuck
Terminator.
Okay, sure. Or like Megan, like I can fuck with that.
Okay, yeah, Megan was a bad little bitch.
Like I can fuck with that. Have you seen the previews for Abigail?
Abigail, yeah.
Oh,
little vampire girl.
Little vampire, oh, little yeah, ballet yeah, bitch. Yeah. Hell yeah. It looks good as hell. But yeah, but you got to mix the two genres. I think sci-fi is just not my jam. But Ray, how was your week?
My shit was dope. We had on the show on the Fifth Element, we had Dizzy Wright come through.
Yes, I saw.
That was big. That was just a dope interview altogether.
How'd y'all get that? Who reached out? What happened?
DJ Kelly J.
Oh, nice.
Set it up. Right. But we went to Dizzy's residency back in, I think it was in July.
Mm-hmm.
So we tapped in with him then. So boom, just that coming about. That was just dope as hell.
That's cool.
Yeah, that was hella dope. He did his bar test. Was crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. They was fucking up though a little bit on the bar test, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
On the show, because both of them said they weren't ready. Mm. But then they came in, they was like, no, you know what, fuck this.
Yeah, we're gonna do it. Yeah.
So the other person was Sean Bennett. And Sean Bennett does the Overlook Heroes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, yeah. With the mic, yeah.
Yeah, so he just had an album come out called Thankful to Be Alive, which is dope. He got a whole bunch of motherfuckers from the city.
Yeah.
Like dope artists from the city. He got Landlord on there, he got Weebo on there, he got Taylor Weez, all these is top notch MCs from the city. So yeah, just a dope. A dope album altogether. But I went out with him last night. He had a album release party.
Okay.
At Big Jerk.
Okay.
So that was crazy. Y'all gonna see some footage coming out. It's gonna be crazy.
That's what's up.
What else?
Has anybody ever eaten there? Y'all niggas just be kicking it there. Like,
no, I haven't. I haven't ate there yet.
What is it? The Jamaican food or what?
Like
is
jerk,
it?
Yeah, like jerk chicken and shit. Yes, but like,
I seen them bring motherfuckers bags. You know what I'm saying? Like, here you go, your food. Like
I need a nigga to show me that they ate there.
Next time I go, I'm gonna order some type of wings or something. And see what they got. Yeah,
let me know.
Motherfucker be on them drinks.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg looks so old, nigga.
Snoop look like a June bug. Transferred species.
Like, he need to let them dreads down. Like,
I'm still don't think them shits is all his
like,
hair.
He looked like the cricket, I mean, cricket in the Bug's Life. Something off the Bug's Life. Something off the Bug's Life.
We fuck with you, Snoop.
Hell yeah, we do.
I mean, hey, niggas, everybody got to get old shit.
Yeah, you just look
you ain't got his makeup on or nothing right now.
Yeah, he just like,
you think he high?
Nigga.
You think he high?
Absolutely. Hell yeah, that nigga high. Look at his eyes.
No, his eyes, that's normal Snoop eyes. That's his normal eyes.
He looks
eyes.
Like we look right now. Shit. Right. I'm high.
And niggas listen, interviewing us about this.
And then I went to another event last night at the House of Blues in the Mandalay Bay. I did that before I did the Big Jerk thing. This cat named Larry Coleman had, it was actually his birthday, and he, he had a Vegas event at the House of Blues.
Sweet.
Called it the Hunger Games and seeing some dope
like
artists perform.
Go against each other or just
not just performing.
You said Hunger Games, so I was like,
that was the name of it. Okay. I don't know why he named it that shit. I thought the same shit too.
I was about to say
they hungry for
battle?
They hungry for they start.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I thought it was a battle.
Yeah, like
nah, everybody was just
performing. You little shoe wearing bitch. Like
we had James Wade performed. He was on our show like 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? A cat named Samson performed. Samson is dope as hell.
Oh, yeah, I remember Half Baked. I want to talk to Samson.
But nah, that was cool. And then I ended up going to Sean Bennett shit. But nah, it was just a dope week altogether.
Yeah. Are you missing something?
I am. I just can't think of it. What am I missing?
You had a
88.1?
You had a story?
Okay.
Okay.
So LGBTQ.
At the club? What happened?
Yeah, at the club. Ain't nothing happened.
What happened?
Ain't nothing happened. Nothing at all happened.
Well, something you
let me tell the story. Shut the fuck up.
we had to remind you. You came in here with that was the first thing on your goddamn mind when you walked in.
I cannot.
So at the club at the club last night. Or the venue, right?
Right.
We had a section, right? Whole, like, section. And then in front of that section, there's a big open window. And in front of that section, it's, like, the the people are like sitting on, where Carolina. In your eye view, they're up higher.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So it's a member. It's a little gay dude, right?
Okay.
This nigga got the Andre 3000 perm.
Okay. Love to see it. He got the blow, the Brazilian blowout. Yeah. Girl, let's go.
And he right in front of the window, right? Where,
yeah.
Kind of like.
Where your eyesight is.
Yeah, where everybody's eyesight in our section is.
Yeah, you know what I'm
saying? And this nigga is shaking his ass like Beyonce. All the pretty ladies, that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing but niggas, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, have the decency, man. Come on, man.
Well, have the decency to what?
That's move, how he nigga.
That's how he danced.
Yeah, but respect your surroundings.
What do you mean? He was doing that to y'all, or he was just doing it?
He wasn't doing it to us.
He was just enjoying the music.
Yeah, so what's the fuck?
No. But you know that it's a bunch of niggas behind you that ain't trying to goddamn see you up here.
Y'all was back there like, oh, man.
He's in the window, though. Like, nah, he wasn't doing that. This thing was vibrating.
Hands on your knees.
Yeah. Yeah, full speed. No.
He was having his moment. He wasn't worried about you niggas. He was having his moment.
No, that's why these clubs are split the fuck up.
He probably making eye contact with the nigga that he liked. And the nigga that he liked was liking that. Shake that ass like that.
He wasn't doing it for you niggas.
Hell.
No, he was. Do you understand? That's the window out to the dance floor, the DJ booth, okay. Everybody.
Maybe he didn't realize it was a blast.
Were there women dancing by him too?
So the conversation was black women hyping these niggas up and then goddamn laughing at them and not laughing with them.
Why are we laughing at them?
You had to be there.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You had to fucking be there. But you can see other motherfucking women, black women, seeing this nigga up there like, girl, look at this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? And you can see him giggling and smirking. Yeah, he was living his life. But motherfucker, you had to be aware of your surroundings. You can't.
So I would say.
I understand he was having a good time.
Okay.
I am discriminating.
Wait, I gotta
be there, just don't dance.
I gotta insert a woman real quick.
Yeah.
That's kind of like,
okay,
it's kind of a like saying that I have to watch like what I dress or like how or what I put on or like how I dance when I'm out.
You do.
So we all do.
We all do.
Okay.
We all do.
All right.
Women, you definitely do. You don't. Don't have to watch it. You can dress. You can wear a little ass skirt.
I'm saying,
you can wear a little ass skirt with no drawers on. But you better motherfucking be careful walking to the car because it's crazy motherfuckers out here. Dude.
But I can't dance.
No, you can do whatever the fuck you want. But
so why? So he was dancing. That's the point I'm making.
Yeah.
Is that I understand that like everybody should be aware of their surroundings, but like what's the line between having to be hyper aware of my surroundings and not being able to have fun?
Okay, you know what I can say. I can say a motherfucker that I was talking to was like, I'll beat that motherfucker ass.
See, and like,
I got gay people in my family, so I was like, damn, that's fucked up.
But that's further proof of my point. But I'm
still
like,
this nigga need to get out this motherfucking window. You know what I'm saying?
But I feel like now that I'm listening to the story fully, it feels like you're coming from a place of like safety. Like your friend was like,
I'm not coming from safety at all.
From a place of gay bashing.
That's what
them niggas said. They don't want them little friend, gay nigga dancing.
Yeah, your friend.
It was just one nigga saying,
move out the way, nigga. Let the bitches dance. That's what
y'all saying. Yeah, y'all was saying, let the bitches dance.
Yeah,
and he was saying, I'm about to go hate crime this nigga, which is awful. Like, and like that's an issue too. Like, you got like.
That's what I'm saying.
It can make you uncomfortable, but not to the point where you feel like you gotta like you should. I would physically do something to him about this. Like,
yeah,
yeah. You better not ever go to a motherfucking gay bar.
I'm not, and shit like that. I was thinking there was no way in hell I want to see a bunch of that shit right there.
Them motherfuckers be tweaking,
and I just and I am not one of those. I don't even know how
you
do it.
You way too open.
I'm with.
I mean, them niggas ain't touching me, so I don't give a fuck. They can.
Yeah, so but you enjoy seeing it.
But he wouldn't say, I don't be focused.
You have to be, if you're in a gay bar and motherfuckers is dancing and gyrating, there's no way you're not in there glancing at it. What are you watching, the TV? You looking at your drink? You look around when you're in the club.
I'm looking around laughing my ass off, though. Okay. But I was cooking.
Why are you laughing?
Because shit's funny to me.
Okay, see, let's say you're laughing at them. You laugh, they funny to you. Now they a motherfucking joke. That's what you said.
Well,
you
can't, okay. When I was in the gay club,
so you gay bashing them?
No, when I was in the gay club, Cookie and them.
You know what I'm saying?
And it was the like, same it shit. Was,
I hear both of y'all wrong.
I was looking at Cookie laughing like a motherfucker. I'm like, hey, these niggas just don't give a fuck, huh? You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's what we was doing too. But we was like, damn, nigga, move.
Oh no, I wasn't gonna tell these niggas to move when I'm in their environment. I was in their house.
But he's saying that he wasn't, right?
Oh,
I mean.
Is that what you're, like, are you saying that it was, like, a crowd that, like...
No, it's a club, so...
He said they don't want to see none of that gay shit in there around vicinity.
Them. I cannot.
That's what them niggas... Them niggas are homophobes.
I just...
I'm not... I got, like you said, I got a color TV.
I got black friends. I got black friends, right? That's what the white boy that said nigga said, huh?
I have some black five black friends.
Right.
They let me say it. I'm from the hood.
It's young.
I want people to have fun. Like, for me, at the end of the day, like, I want people to have fun. Like, but I also understand what you're saying about being aware of your surroundings as a woman. But I don't want to have to, like, be so hyper aware that I can't go nowhere or do nothing.
Nigga, you want to twerk? You niggas can twerk your ass off. Don't twerk on me.
Yeah, just leave.
But if you over there twerk, I mean,
ain't nobody say nothing to him. They let him get his shit off.
Your friend had the fucking Arthur fist next to you. Yeah, he did. Like, what the fuck?
The ice grill and everything.
Why I oughta lick an ass?
They make motherfucking after school specials about what y'all niggas about to do at that
And this is where the party went wrong.
And so it ends up with nigga getting.
I wish I had some footage of it, but I was trying to turn my camera away.
Ends up with nigga. You should have went out there and hyped that nigga up, man.
Yeah, Glow. Nah.
I'm telling you, the chicks like when you hype up.
Get
the gay
him, Glow.
He's like, oh, that nigga secure.
Them hoes was laughing at that nigga. Just God. Like you laughed at niggas in the gay club. They was doing the same shit.
Just have fun.
Because some of the niggas was wilding.
Have fun, but be safe and know that it's a nigga with the Arthur fist behind you probably.
Know. Hey, buddy. Not me, partner. Get off you.
But so the scenario was, it's a gang of girls sitting in the booth, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then he came up and they was like, hey, you know what I'm saying? They turned the fuck up.
They turned into Wayman, huh?
Yeah, 2000 though. The Wayman, whatever that year, it was Wayman 2024.
I cannot.
Listening to Young Dolph.
Oh shit.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that shit's crazy.
What was this?
Big Jerk.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to Big Jerk, man. I have a good time every time I'm up in that motherfucker.
Tell gay niggas don't be up in there twerking. straight niggas don't like that.
Listen, if we can't have fun.
Straight niggas don't like it. Gay motherfucking keep it a buck. Straight niggas don't like it.
If we can't have fun at Bella Noche, where can we have fun at?
What the fuck is Bella Noche?
Keep that shit to the fruit.
You never seen that video? Where niggas was fighting and then they interviewed those two bitches from outside the club. And she was like, and it's upsetting me and my homegirls.
I see.
If you can't twerk at Big Jerk, where can you twerk at? Like,
straight niggas don't want to see that shit. And besides the download niggas, there's probably 99% straight niggas in the motherfucking club. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
No, I think it's more download niggas than that.
I'm not going to lie. Like, I be thinking the Arthur Fist niggas, they be battling with some internal stuff. That's why they be so mad about it.
Fighting them gay demons inside. Nigga looking at the nigga licking his lips.
Like, because why would you be so upset?
You
didn't have, like, your chest didn't burn when you saw that shit, right?
Like, no, I wasn't. Like I said, I got gay people in the family. So,
yeah.
So, but I don't want to, I still don't want to see motherfucking gay nigga twerking in front of me. That shit, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, I understand. Zay, how was your week?
I chilled all week.
I don't like to see straight niggas dancing by they motherfuckers up on the dance floor. You know what I'm saying?
He can't. He can't fucking solo double up these jams.
You just can't have no fun around this. Unless, you gotta be a big titty bitch dancing for this nigga to have any.
Because other than that, get the fuck out of here with that shit.
For any acceptance, anything other than that, nah, bitch, you look too dykey. Nope, you can't dance. Nah, nigga, you shaking ass like Beyonce. You can't dance over there.
No, like, no, like, bro, can dance all she wants.
Discrimination.
How was your week, sir?
I've been chilling all week. You know what I'm saying? chilling, trying not to spend no motherfucking money because speaking earlier, I paid for my pool to get done and then my Cancun trip and shit. I already prepaid for my room and my. I bought my room and plane tickets last week, and that was another fucking $4,200. So it's like, I'm trying not to spend no goddamn money for the next, who knows.
Yeah, but that's, I mean, shit, you got the major shit taken care of. So that's what's
up. I got to find me a place. Where's a good clothes store? I need some fucking fits for Cancun, for a week in Cancun, like some nice
Fashion Nova men.
I don't know about all that. Go to the mall and look around. They can shop.
I don't feel like dancing or dressing like Young M.A.
There you go with the LGBT.
No, she be rocking the Fashion Nova men. You don't see it? She rocks the Fashion Nova men.
She did.
I don't even see her no more.
Didn't she get sick? Modeling for Fashion Nova.
She got healthy, though. She got back healthy. Okay. I think she had a song. She had a song out or had one out, whatever the fuck. After talking about getting back healthy and shit, and she was wearing Fashion Nova men in the motherfucking shade room thing when I saw. So. I've been chilling though. I've been all about sports this week. I've been going nowhere. I just been watching sports. I'm just watching the girls' basketball games and shit. Yeah. Like we're watching South Carolina Iowa
Let's
now.
Go.
But
let's go South Carolina.
Been watching fucking basketball. Fucking WrestleMania was yesterday and shit, and then. Part two of WrestleMania is tonight.
Did Rock lose last night?
Nope, they won. Him and Roman Reigns beat Cody Rhodes and motherfucking Cody Rhodes and the other nigga.
And then Roman Reigns speared him at the end after that?
No, he speared him accidentally.
Oh.
But they still won.
Okay. I just seen a clip of it, so I didn't know what the fuck happened.
I watched that shit yesterday. I was watching all wrestling yesterday. I don't normally watch NXT.
Okay.
I even watched that shit yesterday.
So the only thing I saw was the final match.
Rock and Roman Reigns.
The Rock and Roman Reigns. What the fuck did Seth Rollins have on?
Seth Rollins always looked like he pulled some shit out of his wife's closet.
He looks like he was going to the Met Gala yesterday.
Yeah, what, a dress and long?
No, it was like a pants suit, like a pants, and then like a long, like, jacket. But, like, it had, like, a fucking, like, art accent, like, thing like hanging off the shoulder. I don't know. And then Cody Rhodes looked like fucking Captain Crunch. Like, I don't know.
Did Josh watch WrestleMania?
I'm pretty sure he had to work, but I'm pretty sure he was watching it. But I was at home watching it with my brother, and Rock's little fucking wrestling panties was cutting into his sides.
Yeah, I was like, damn, Rock, you couldn't get out with the tights or some shit, my nigga. You can't come down with the fucking thongs.
What? It wasn't a thong.
Oh, that the fuck, like.
It was like little wrestling panties.
Granny panty type shit.
You know, like the old wrestling, the old like short, the ones he used to wear with the fucking.
Yeah, the ones that come up, yeah.
Yeah, the little wrestling panties.
Bruno Marcelli, Martini.
That shit was cutting his sides and shit. Like,
it was Martino type shit.
Right. I'm out with Stone Cold with some motherfucking pants shorts on. Jeans shorts.
Damn. Don't fight. Oh, fuck. They all fought over the rebound, and all y'all was right there for it.
But, nothing spectacular. Like I said, I paid for my trip. I start, that's my thing now, just prepaying and shit. But, because I got my shit on. There's a site if you want to fucking go on vacation.
Yeah, tell me.
Cheap. I think it's Cheap. Cheap Caribbean.
Is this the first time you used it, or no?
No, I used it before last year to go to. Yeah,
that girl with the pigtails on Iowa, I like her.
CheapCaribbean.com.
I don't care about Clark.
It's not a commercial.
CheapCaribbean.com?
Yeah, CheapCaribbean.com.
All right.
You can buy your shit straight out, and you'll get it at a discount like I did. My Cancun shit.
Yeah.
Or you can basically pay like half up front and pay the shit off.
Yeah.
Some shit. What layaway type shit, I guess. I don't know what it's called, but you don't have to pay it all at once.
Nice.
But if you do pay it all at once, you get a discount.
Oh, okay.
Like a $200 a night discount on your room or something.
No, that's like what's that. Up. Yeah.
That's why my shit ended up only being $4,200 for three people. So
they do the, like, everything? Did you do everything through them?
Yeah,
like
I got flight, and everything? My hotel. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
When I do my excursions and shit, I go on the motherfucking, TripAdvisor.
Okay.
Because TripAdvisor, you can just fucking, I use the TripAdvisor app, actually, and you can, Hawaii, I planned all my excursions on TripAdvisor. When I was in Cancun last year, I planned all my excursions on TripAdvisor and fucking, that's when I went to, like, the fucking the pyramids and shit, and the fucking... The tour before the pyramids, and then the swimming in the fucking old volcano cenote shits.
Yeah, that's what's up.
So yeah, TripAdvisor, it's worth it. That's where I found my slow horseback riding shit out here.
TripAdvisor. Okay.
I'm trying to figure out what I'm gonna do in Cancun this time. I think I'm doing the dune buggies this time. Of course, still going to do some jet skiing.
Like, oh, dune head ass.
Yeah. Hit the dune
like right that, yep. Yeah.
Florida or whatever the fuck it is. But nope, that was my week. Just regular nigga shit. Just regular hard working man shit. You know what I'm saying? Go to work, make this motherfucking money, come home, watch some TV, watch some sports.
What's up?
You know what I'm saying?
What trailer was that just now? This
or like a Fury, Furiosa. Furiosa. Okay. Yeah. Like, it must be like a Mad Max thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like a some part of that story.
But other than that, ain't nothing new.
No.
Ain't nothing motherfucking new. I was thinking about something, but I forgot. Totally forgot what I was going to say. Because it wasn't in our thing. But what about all this goddamn rap beef going on? Like J. Cole responded back.
Can I say... It was, but may I say one thing?
Say two things.
Okay. Number one, if I can say two things. Number one, I love everybody, right? They're all good. Number two, these niggas are very pressed about 16 bars. He made a whole song about 16 bars. Like, if K-Dot comes back, he's going to fucking murderize these niggas.
I think so, but then he has to wait for them to come back again. I think if
Drake
he hits
just
back,
gonna be sassy and fucking.
I think Drake gonna have some good shit to say though. I'm not.
I mean, I'm excited for it.
Yeah,
I'm excited for it too. This is fun, but I just want to remind y'all when these niggas drop these 3 and 4 and 5 minute songs that they're real bothered, like, about these little 16 bars.
They supposed to be bothered, though.
Well, yeah, hell yeah. The nigga shot at them out of the blue. You supposed to not say nothing?
No, but,
he gave him a fucking, he said, this is a warning. He gave him a warning, and he gave him,
It was good.
Who, J. Cole?
Yeah, I thought he spanked him a little bit and said, nigga, this is just a warning. Just stop it before I humble you. He said it'd be like swatting a fly. That's what he thinks.
Yeah.
He even told him, and then when the nigga tells you what he thinks about your fucking your music, you know what I'm saying? Your first shit, you're good. Your first, he described all those albums perfectly.
Like,
I'm like,
was trash.
I like
the niggas gassed it.
I was like, God damn. He said all the shit that the regular niggas say, but don't get no.
That's what I really thought about the albums, my damn self. I fuck with Kendrick. Don't get me wrong, but
I fuck with Kendrick off of Good Kid, Mad City, and Section 80. But the everything after that, I liked a little bit of Mr. Morale and the business.
A little bit of it. It came and went. The whole album came and went.
That was my least favorite.
So it came and went with you too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Least favorite.
But I can still put on Good Kid, Mad City to this day and listen from beginning to end without a skip.
I wasn't a fan of To Pimp a Butterfly.
Neither.
I liked it.
I'll tell you, I didn't like none of that Rose Without a Concrete type shit.
Not saying he couldn't rap on it. You know what I'm saying? It just wasn't my flavor for what was out at the time. Whatever it was going against, I was listening to more.
That's fair. Listen, all three of them are fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Like, nobody can... The only niggas that could fuck with them is them.
I just think the...
I don't think so.
I think J. Cole...
I think some other artists out there that can rap just because of my voice.
I just think J. Cole clapped back perfectly.
That's cool.
Like, he gave him exactly what he was supposed
to do. I mean, but if Kendrick gave y'all 3 minutes, like.
Let's see. That's Kendrick's fault, though.
Didn't he do it? Then he,
it's
he
not his fault. Like,
what'd he say? He said 3 ahs at that motherfucker. That took out some of his lyrical ability right there.
All right.
Listen to both songs. So again.
I will.
Kendrick got to come back, right?
He shot
them niggas out the blue.
Yeah.
Got a response. Nigga came back with a response. Now,
I mean, it wasn't out of the blue, like.
No, it was out of blue.
It was a response to first person shooting.
Well, he got it.
I guess that's what, 6 months ago, 5-6 months ago.
I mean,
I'm just saying, but still,
I mean, we don't know how long ago he said that shit.
First person, they just dropped the album, included him in the big three. He's trying to say fuck a big three, it's just big me. I think he fucking cool. He said some shit and nigga responded accordingly.
Yeah, for sure. Can't wait to hear what Sassy Aubrey says.
I can't wait to hear what Drake says either, because I know it's probably going to be, more than likely, it's going to be something good.
No, of course.
All of them, each one, he's
about to get the OVO sweatshop to work. They're going to be working overnight, nigga. Yeah,
they've been working nonstop.
For how long has it been? Right. For 2 weeks?
Yeah, they got them. They've been writing shit.
They had no off days. Writing on. Shout out to the OVO sweatshop. Keeping this nigga alive. I love it.
Glorilla and JT, did y'all see that shit on Twitter? Yeah.
Okay, no, I missed it.
She hit her with the purse.
Yeah.
What happened?
I guess
JT hit Glow?
Glow hit JT with a purse in some previous argument or somewhere it was at when something went down.
Okay.
And
that's some country shit.
What was it? Was it Glorilla or was on a podcast or something?
Glorilla rapped about hitting rap bitches and making bail or some shit on her mixtape.
Okay.
And then she said Nicki Minaj and Cardi B need to come together and shit.
Yep.
And then JT was like, bitch, you talking that Unity shit, you look like a fucking clown. I'm paraphrasing.
Right.
But the was going at it and it was hilarious. I was like, look at this shit. I was like, this
looks
like
two
regular hood rats and shit going at it, but it's Glorilla and JT and shit, which are, I mean, still two regular hood rats.
JT was like, bitch, ugly where?
she not.
Glorilla can't say that though.
Glorilla looks so much better.
She looks a lot better.
And that Shannon, they help her out a lot. And that Shannon Sharp interview put her in a good light.
And them new,
you know what I'm saying?
She's super like, just whatever.
Like I could kick it with her.
Yeah, for sure. I like her a lot. I mean,
she's human.
right. Cuban.
Music.
She's a regular human. I knew some niggas in Tennessee that, not from Memphis, but had a fucking accent like Carlos and them Fentresses.
Mm-hmm.
They had a kind of a Memphis accent and shit with the U's with the R on them.
I got homeboys from Memphis. I never
noticed
that R. Yeah, that R. That was he definitely had an accent, but that R they put on it now, that might be some new millennium shit. You know what I'm saying?
It's more pronounced now. I don't know.
JT better. Work on her rebrand.
Y'all see Young Miami get served with the papers?
Oh, I was about to say by Omarion.
Nah, y'all ain't seen that?
Uh-uh. Is it real, nigga? You be falling for the goddamn AI okie doke.
Y'all probably see it everywhere on your phone later today when y'all start looking at your phone. But she was having a pool party in Houston. And she was outside talking, you know, girl, somebody's birthday. Woo, woo, woo. And the mother was like, yo, Young Miami. And she's like, yeah. And he gave her some. She's like, what's this? He's like, you've been served.
Dang.
And then he walked off. He said something and walked off with his camera. So he didn't get to hear what the rest of that conversation.
Camera?
Yeah, hell yeah.
He was filming it.
Might have been motherfucking fake.
He filmed it for the dude. He served her for.
A lawyer?
The guy that made the act bad. I guess he was doing act bad. He was doing, you know, they took it and branded it or whatever.
Oh, okay.
But he got his LLC and all that, so hit her with a $10 million lawsuit.
Damn.
He said he got locked up, so I guess he couldn't, whatever. But he hit her with a $10 million lawsuit.
Right.
Dude searched shit out of her ass, too, though.
Dang, and it wasn't even that good of a song. Like, that's crazy.
Boy, everything Diddy touching going down, it seemed like. His son just got
Who, which one, Christian?
Yeah, they said he's got some sexual assault charges.
No, mm-hmm. not my boy.
Or accusations, not charges. I don't know if he's been charged yet, but I know he's been accused.
They just saying shit. That.
Niggas at the freak-offs.
That's her getting sir.
Oh, this look pretty real.
Nah, that shit real to the motherfucker.
Damn, I'm just saying.
Look.
You can turn the volume up on it. Or.
No, thanks. You are so stupid.
Oh, yeah, that looks real.
Nah, that shit real as hell.
But I'm just saying, I know how you are.
And my shit is actually be correct. You just want to just be faulty as hell.
No. Bullshit,
what I was wrong? The Cat Williams running shit was real.
No, no, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
We're still.
What the fuck is y'all talking about?
I'm still on this hill. Like, that was not.
He even did a second time.
Yeah. And you believe both of them,
he could do 100.
What was the other thing?
If I ain't there,
please, somebody listen to this. Hey, tell us if y'all think Cat Williams shit was real or fake.
Hey, what was that shit that he believed? Damn, what was it?
The movie shit. The Jason Freddy. Hmm? The Freddy.
The Freddy movie.
Yeah.
What was it?
The Nightmare on Elm Street.
Freddy, the series. Freddy prequel or something?
Yeah, the series. Yeah.
Or, yeah, the shit coming on Max.
Yeah. Yeah, they got it.
The shit that he thought
nigga,
was real.
Nigga came in here.
I was so confused right now.
I reported about that shit on the Fifth Element Thursday.
Oh, yeah. Y'all turned me into a whole fact checker
again. I had to go back to fact checking my shit.
Back to basics.
But I say, y'all had some terrible fact checkers on there before. Y'all let that shit slide. You tried to pull that one on me. I was like, hell no. Nah,
that's the only one,
that
though.
That shit is fake news.
I don't give a fuck. The Cat Williams running shit real. That other shit is fake news.
It's not. Oh, my God.
Oh,
please
shit.
Stop.
Y'all think the nigga,
no!
The little nigga can't run that fast?
No, we don't. We do not think that.
I think so.
I think if he'd be lucky to run a 5-something, but.
All right, what we got today?
We don't got to go through it all because there's a lot of shit in there. We filled a whole lot out, but some shit I do want to talk about. I can't just. Okay, how about the lady who won the lottery, $90,000.
Why did she do that?
And quit her job.
For 65,000.
Well, I mean, you know what, though?
That's a year's salary.
If you didn't like your job and shit, and you wanted to have the leisure to look for something else without having to worry about money, that $65 would take care of you for some time to look for a job.
Is she going to do that?
And be like, fuck this fucking job that you're on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How much did she get?
Well, it was $90,000, but after taxes, because she asked for it all in one lump sum, right?
Yep.
So she only got like 64,800.
Yeah, I wouldn't quit. That's a good vacation.
But if I won that, if I won $90,000, just give. I don't think I need that. I don't need it right now.
Where she work at?
Somewhere worse.
Yeah, she worked at motherfucking Burger King or something. She can get another motherfucking fast food.
Like,
job later on.
How would that? I wonder what that would have totaled out to monthly to pay out. Cause then don't they take way less taxes that way?
I mean,
you keep more money.
You're still gonna lose a grip on taxes, and it's only a $90,000. I'd cash it out for that
$65,000. I mean, yeah, but you wouldn't quit your job.
My current job, hell no. But if I was working at a job that I didn't like, and I had a skill like I'm still an electrician, you know what I'm saying? I'd quit.
Yeah, but she working some bullshit. She working at Sears. She working at.
Nigga, who work at Sears?
Macy's.
I'm about to say, it's Sears. This is like.
Macy's.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you good.
It's like 1998. Like, who work at Sears? Right. Okay, but yeah, I guess.
Then they
can
be like, you know, fuck this job.
Yeah, I guess.
Now, if she worked at the power company or the trash dump, she might want to keep them shits. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah. I don't know why she did that. Okay. But yeah.
She told Kentucky lottery officials she'd been wanting to quit her current job to find something else, and winning the lottery gave her a little extra support as she looks for another one.
All right, then cool.
She said, I was unhappy with my job, and God made a way.
She didn't retire.
No.
Okay.
She said, I felt bad leaving, but I'm relieved to be able to quit my job.
Okay, well, good for you, girl.
Right.
Yeah. That's awesome.
That gives her, like I said, that gives her some cushion to look for a better fucking job or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Or... Hopefully she ain't got no sorry ass nigga that's gonna try to pull that I can flip it type shit off.
I'm going to bring you back $120,000.
Now, I could, I bet. If, you know what I'm saying? If I still living that kind of life, bitch, give me $60,000. I can flip that.
But all y'all say that.
No, but I was really doing that.
I was doing that.
I never had to ask no girl for money to do that because I did that shit with my unemployment when I was out the Army. I turned that motherfucker into I turned them little $432 unemployment checks into a motherfucking a conglomerate.
That golf club was called I forgot.
I was doing my thing back then. But good for her, though.
Yeah. Okay, so New York inmates are suing so that they can watch the solar eclipse.
As they should.
But
what?
You can't.
Fuck that. Nigga.
What? Lock you're not even. Up. Why you're not. Why what
they
the fuck?
Need to watch it? They don't need to see the sun. What the fuck for? If you ain't out on motherfucking if it ain't your wreck time during the solar eclipse, nigga, they ain't gotta make no special wreck for these niggas to go out there and see the goddamn solar eclipse. What the fuck? I'm already seeing these niggas making 3-course meals on TikTok and shit. They letting these prisoners get away with too much to where these niggas don't even fear jail no more.
Yeah, that's
true.
What
I'm saying? No, make jail again. You know what I'm saying? The fuck?
2024.
I'm seeing niggas making burritos and shrimp fucking quesadillas and shit. Like, how the fuck you getting shrimp, nigga? I couldn't get an extra piece of bologna in my motherfucking bag sometimes. And this nigga got a fucking shrimp quesadilla.
He got a shrimp quesadilla.
What the fuck? You don't see them niggas on TikTok?
Yes.
Or IG or whatever. Niggas on all the apps.
I was going to say, forget about what they cooking. Why can I see them?
I be wondering, is it the Fed? Because it don't look like the federal pen that these niggas be having these cameras in. This look like
state jails.
The Fed seem like they might have iPads and shit like that. They have swimming pools and shit.
Oh, you would be able to do that?
Right, but some of these other state penitentiaries, these motherfuckers look like they goddamn Shawshank Redemption cells with iPhones and sheets all up. And you know what I'm saying? Like, you niggas is really on live? Like, you ain't fucking scared?
Okay, So listen to this. So the 6 men that are suing, they are incarcerated at Woodburn Correctional Facility about 2 hours north of New York. So they're suing because it's barring them from seeing the rare astronomical event that would violate their constitutional religious rights. And then keep listening. The plaintiffs come from a variety of religious backgrounds. A Muslim, a Baptist, a Seventh-day Adventist, is that how you say it? Two who practice Santeria, and one atheist.
Prison niggas.
But each has expressed a sincerely held religious belief that April solar eclipse is a religious event that they must witness and reflect on to observe their faiths.
They on the yard building, and they like, you know what?
I said, nope, nigga, you shouldn't have murdered your grandma, nigga. You would have did that, you wouldn't be in here. You'd be able to enjoy the motherfucking eclipse with the rest of the normal human population. Sorry, buddy. Rack up!
I don't think we'll be able to see it from Nevada.
No, I don't think so,
they said. But, okay.
I bet it's going to be people kill themselves during the eclipse.
Okay, hold on.
Just because it's fucking crazy.
Actually, I think I've heard that. Like, that there might be a lot of, like...
suicide, yeah. Cause white. It's crazy.
White murder, right? White self murders. Yeah. Let's see. So, this is what the lawsuit says: a solar eclipse is a rare natural phenomenon with great religious significance to many. One of the inmates, Jeremy Zelensky, said that it was great significance to him as an atheist due to its celebration of science and reason, according to the lawsuit. So he believes that observing the solar eclipse with people of different faiths is crucial to practicing his own faith is atheism a faith? Because you don't believe in nothing.
It can't be no faith if you don't believe in what you got faith in.
So, right. Nothing, you're right?
Like, self. I got faith that, I don't know.
Okay, so.
When you're in prison, you're trying to use any excuse you can.
To see the sun.
They don't need to see the sun.
But he said it's crucial to practicing his own faith because it's a central aspect of atheism to celebrate common humanity and bring people together to encourage people to find common ground. Is it?
Not our hood definition. Hood definition, nigga don't believe in God.
Don't believe in God and I don't fuck with that.
That's it. We don't know the real meaning of the dictionary meaning of that shit. Atheist nigga don't believe in God.
Okay. Okay. All right. Do you want Mickey reading?
Oh, yeah. I was thinking about them two-headed bitches. What the fuck? I don't know. That's just flashback in my mind.
What? I mean, not what, because I know. I was here last week.
More information came out about them.
Go ahead.
Oh, shit.
But it was just something. I don't know if it was true, though.
What did they say?
They said it was like a little note. I don't know if it was a real. I mean, it was a note that said it was from them bitches talking about. One bitch was like, "Yeah, some they talking about. Yeah, I go down on them. Yeah, we have sex." And the other sister was like, "Yeah, when they're doing anything, I just fucking put on some headphones and just don't think about it." But that pussy still feels it. You can put the headphones all you want on. When somebody's touching your twat, you're going to feel it. You
know? See, yeah. Might as well just enjoy it with them so he can just kiss both of them.
No, that'd be weird.
What do you mean?
You fucking a bitch with a second hand. Like,
but
that's weird. It's weird with the bitch acting dead right next to you. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying,
she can put her headphones.
But she feel it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, this shit.
Like. But she can put her headphones on and just fucking zone out. Like, put her headphones on.
It's like she getting a massage.
Of the fucking
a happy ending. Give her a massage and beat it up. Like
she might be able to block it out in her head. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to let her feel the bottom half of the.
What? I don't know that I can detach myself from that.
She got the bottom half right now and shit. You know what I'm saying?
They like sign it out.
Nah, he might as well just damn, man. The other one needs to get on board. I don't know if she hating or she don't want to be involved, but she needs to just get involved. Kiss the nigga.
Nah.
What fuck you mean? There's two heads.
Yeah, like,
What's the other arm doing?
Right. You just
minding his fucking business. Like, you're fucking her.
Look,
doing you're fucking this side of her. You fucking this part.
So maybe
she's laying on her side. You know what I'm saying? Laying on her left side. I don't know
what? I don't know.
The arm that ain't, they can't, the dead arm, the sleep arm.
The I'm not here arm is laying on the bed.
I mean, he ain't got to touch the bitch. So all you got to do is grab her around the waist. Shit.
It's they waist.
What's she going to do with her waist. Arm, I'm saying, though?
Let that bitch flop like a fish.
And why she acting like she sleep? What the fuck? And then, like, nigga.
Or what if she's not?
Hurry
like,
up, nigga.
What if she's just sitting there looking annoyed and shit, like.
Just be like, damn, my show about to come on. Can y'all fucking wrap this shit up? Golly.
They got a blindfold.
Right. they just sent a fucking.
A blindfold and put some headphones on her. God damn.
What if she do a little annoying shit on purpose that you don't hurry the fuck up? Like, start coughing and shit.
I gotta pee.
Oh, Jesus.
But anyway. Well.
Dang. Did Jalen Hurts really fucking shave his face that time, or was that a fake picture?
It was real.
Oh, God.
You should have seen this nigga when he shaved his shit.
Oh, God.
Five years ago.
Honestly, once you do it, once you have it, you can't let it
go.
Nah,
hell no. They get it look like Homer Simpson out this motherfucker.
I had this shit at work called a mask fit.
Where you have to
put this mask on every year, just to make sure it fits right.
Yeah,
because some places you have to wear a mask to work it and shit. Uh-huh. And so you have to do a mask fit. You have to be fucking clean, completely shaven to do a mask fit. Like this white boy Troy at my job, he had shaved last week to get his mask fit. And this is my first time seeing this motherfucker shave. I thought some fucking child molester had broken into our goddamn
shop.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
And then I realized who it was. I was like, terrible. Oh, shit. I thought it was a new motherfucker in the shop at first. Then I looked at him like, Troy? I was like, God damn, yeah, you need, that shit need to
grow
back quicker than a motherfucker. But
yeah.
Them white boys, they should grow back quick as fuck.
Yeah.
Or like the mixed niggas, they should be going back quick as fuck.
Yeah.
I should go back slow.
Yeah, you can't get rid of it. Once you have it, you can't get rid of it. It's just, it looks crazy. Yeah.
What do y'all think about Bronny James declaring for the NBA fucking draft?
From what I heard and seen his stats, like,
he shouldn't. He should wait. Nah. He should fucking wait.
He shouldn't. Hell if yeah. it was, if his name was,
them stats look like he got to play all 4 years.
It looks like he better get a
his
degree.
Stats look like he yeah. need to get a CDL.
Nigga, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't say that, but like, figure out a real major, nigga. Like you're gonna need it.
Was,
like,
if his name was motherfucking,
you got his stats,
Ryan Wilkins, he wouldn't be even considered. They'd be laughing at this nigga. Right. Like what? Let's see.
Yeah, I just. He needs to not. He needs to stay. Like, why would his dad do that?
4.8 points.
2.8 rebounds and 2.1 assists a game.
So less than 5 points a game?
And shot just over 25% from three. Come on, man. That's fucking... Why would that's he, what you would... That's scrub numbers.
Why would his dad let him do this?
Because his dad want to play with him. And his dad...
But he's not giving up his eligibility, so if he don't get any... He's going to go work out for NBA teams... To see if anybody fucking will take a chance on him.
And they're not.
And if they don't, then he'll go back. And but he still put himself in the transfer portal to transfer and play for another college. But where can this nigga play at? He's not. He don't got no starting game. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's fucking. He's coming off a fucking heart attack at 18 years old. You know what I'm saying? And he's not. He's a good basketball player, but he's not dope like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like.
I didn't even think about a heart attack.
Yeah, I'm just saying. He's fucking. There's some way better college players than him. You know what I'm saying? That are playing good ball, getting numbers and shit. You know what I'm saying? He's LeBron's son. If it wasn't for that nigga being LeBron's son, he would be niggas wouldn't even be. I'd say they'd be laughing at this nigga talking about coming out to the NBA after scoring
so
less
fine.
Than 5 points.
I can't even
off
hear
the
what
bench.
Y'all saying. I'm just smiling at the fucking television. I'm like, ugh.
Niggas like that be down low.
Well, shut the fuck up. And let me
niggas,
watch
niggas
him.
Wear the hoop earrings, man. Say 1992, nigga. I don't care how many diamonds is in that motherfucker. I don't know. I just don't like hoop earrings.
Okay,
niggas.
Just say that. Just say that.
But they've been wearing other shit besides. Niggas been wearing the hanging earrings.
The little fucking George Michael.
Yeah.
All that shit's weirdo shit to me, man. Nigga, just get you some diamonds, man. Shit. Half a carat enough. You good.
We're some bigots on this motherfucking podcast.
Okay. They are.
Well, no, you're included.
Okay.
You was talking about the Rock shorts.
They was just a little tight. That's all. Hey, I'm hey, just hey, size up. Just
motherfucker
size up.
Be what he want. Wear what they want to wear. Dance how they want to dance.
Be who they want to
be. Who they want to be. You know,
right,
Rock
wants right.
to wear some little ass shorts.
Right. It's cutting into his size.
Can't hate. Can't have an opinion on that.
Fair. Fair enough. Okay, so you about to talk about Kimora's sister, daughter?
Oh, I was going to talk about them burglars that stole $30 million in cash from
Let's
the L.A.
Do that.
Money storage facility and shit. One of the largest cash heists. The FBI and L.A. Police Department investigating one of the largest cash heists in the city's history after as much as $30 million was stolen from a San Fernando Valley money storage facility.
I just need one.
The burglary happened on the night of Easter Sunday at a facility in Sylmar, a suburban neighborhood in the San Fernando Valley. In San Fernando Valley, where cash from businesses across the region is handled and stored. Damn. $30 million and they got away with it so far.
What? Okay, so boom. When this happens, right, mm-hmm. you can't spend it, right? Like, what do you do with it?
What the fuck you mean you can't spend it? Why not?
Aren't they like, don't they have like the serial numbers and stuff?
Hold on. I don't think so. Probably not. It was just fucking money from different businesses and shit, and they were storing it there probably before they put it into a... Well, let's read the article.
Okay. So it says, the FBI Los Angeles office told CNN that a large theft and... Okay, blah, 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 blah. Okay, burglars gained access to the building and entered the vault without setting off the alarms, and investigators believed it was a sophisticated group based on their ability to evade detection. One area of focus for the investigation is whether the group had inside knowledge of the facility, which seems right because, like, how would you get the alarms to not go off, right? Yeah. Okay. The facility was operated by private security firm Garda World. We've seen those, like the armored trucks are those, I think. According to LA Times, the largest cap. Oh, that's it, basically. That's all they have.
Yeah.
Damn, that's all that information.
Previous largest heist was $18.9 million.
In 1997, September 12th.
And those motherfuckers were eventually caught. But damn, 30 M's? Good for y'all. Good for y'all. Good for them. I can respect
but
that.
But how do you spend it? Without, like, To me, first it of all, just
how many people? How are we splitting this up? How many people you think was involved?
Definitely five. Not. It wasn't. I was gonna say five.
Five probably. People involved, so $6 million each. Oh, that's it. That's all I gotta do is keep my $6 million on the low. Okay.
Yeah, and just like slowly siphon it because you can't put it in the bank.
No, I put it right under my motherfucking mattress.
Yeah, it's got to. Yeah, it's got to be in the house
or a safe in the crib.
Yeah, no, it's got to be in the house.
And I would just but live off of it. I'd still work my motherfucking.
Would you break. Move?
No.
Definitely.
If like house, you could
yeah,
my, you could sell my house this house
paid off. Yeah, sell my house
and then just go buy another one.
Hell, motherfucking yeah.
But would you pay for it or would you get a mortgage?
No, you still get a mortgage.
I get a mortgage. Yeah. And use that, I'd live off that $6 million.
Because you don't want
to pay the mortgage with that.
Yeah, you still want that $6 million to be hid perfectly. Like ain't nothing changed. I'm just buying a better house.
And, yeah.
Damn, $6 million in your house because motherfucker like, know about that. They gonna get to talking.
Yeah. You know that's why I can't really be more than five niggas. Like it ain't no Ocean's 11. Like.
And you probably got to meet somewhere where you get all five in the same room.
Yeah.
And you got to kill everybody in that motherfucker.
Damn.
Shit. If you really want to just make sure don't nobody else know shit.
That's how heist movies be going.
You
like
gotta
the
kill
one
everybody
nigga,
in that motherfucker. Yep.
The one nigga be wanting all of it.
Yep, you got to kill everybody in there just to make sure don't nobody say shit.
Damn.
Unless it's just five solid motherfuckers that you know, hey.
Yeah.
We ain't going to have no dumbass nigga go run home and get a Rolls Royce and shit.
Yeah, right? That's how the heist movies always go. A nigga go fucking go to the casino and fucking spend $500,000. And then he's just like,
his mama's nigga. Wearing a fur coat and shit.
Right, yeah. Let's go South Carolina.
Yeah, let's go South Carolina. Bet on you sisters. The sister girls over the white girls.
There we go again. Yeah, we got to do better. We got to do better.
I always bet black. What are you talking about?
Okay, now we can talk about Russell Simmons' daughter with the 65-year-old cracker.
I saw a video this morning where... She said she was on video call with him, and she was like, if you don't up my allowance, I'm going to have to find a sugar daddy.
Yeah, I seen that.
That was a while ago, too.
That was like 2017 or something.
She meant that shit.
She meant it. I don't know. I mean, she's an adult.
Kissing,
she's 21,
ooh.
But
ooh,
how would you
kissing
feel if
on those, like, little, on those fucking
21-year-old
old
daughter had
lips.
A 65-year-old sugar
hell the
daddy.
Fuck no.
I'd be very ass. Upset, but
nah,
I'd be like.
Nah, we about to press
him. Put the paws on him?
I'm starting to think the 65-year-old nigga would be better for her than a nigga her age. You know what I'm saying? We looking at it.
That's
so,
a rich 65-year-old nigga, too.
Ooh!
Yeah. So I'm starting to look at it like that. You know what I'm saying? Because a 65-year-old nigga is... Why are we hating on the age? Is it because we think he's going to do something perverted? It's perverted. That
it seems. Like
I mean, why are you messing with my?
Weird.
Why are you messing with my daughter? And you're
we
older
know
than me,
why then? He's messing with the because she's fine as hell. She's 21. She's of age. He don't want no.
I guess I'd have to talk to her though. I'd have to ask her some questions like, "Hey,
right,
honey, what the fuck you doing?
It's a money
you know,
grab.
You know what she's doing. You
it's
know what both
grab.
Parties is doing.
It's a money grab.
You, the 65. Yeah. You know he paying.
You want, she wants to be written into the will.
So now put your daughter, your 21-year-old daughter, with a 21-year-old nigga.
That ain't got shit.
They ain't got shit, but a bunch of homies and they getting high, and they going out kicking it, and they fucking bitches. The 65-year-old nigga ain't doing all that. He just want this young fine motherfucker to lay up with, look good with, make him feel good.
Take out the dinner.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He ain't doing a bunch of cheating because he ain't doing a bunch of fucking. I mean, that blue pill.
We'll see when Zuri's 21.
No, not my daughter. I'm thinking, I'm damn near.
Definitely not my daughter.
I'm damn near going with skinny. Like, I might want her to be gay.
Shit. Right. He'd be so serious about that shit.
That's, you know what I'm saying? I don't know yet. But I know
sure.
Niggas ain't no good.
Yeah, they not.
I saw Zuri on TikTok howling like a goddamn wolf. I said, what the fuck is this?
I ain't seen it, so I better check it. Make sure you let me know
it's
crazy.
She
looked crazy?
No, she didn't look crazy, but she was doing a song in the background with wolf shit or some shit. She's on the ground like turning into a wolf.
Did she get any views on the motherfucker?
I wasn't even paying attention. I was like, what the fuck is that? It's on your account, hell.
Oh, see, I don't even pay attention. I don't even know I got a TikTok.
Yeah, it's on your TikTok.
Oh, shit.
That's so funny.
We making videos and shit.
Show me that shit when this shit's over.
Turning to Teen Wolf.
She was doing her thing.
Her and Raina be on that mobile. Damn.
So so funny.
See, oh, that's Russell's. I mean, damn, that's Russell's age, though, huh? No?
Or, yeah, see, and like, oh, it feels, it just feels the apple weird.
Doesn't fall far from Russell's the tree.
56, yeah, because so he barely, barely legal bitches.
Well, her mom was like 16 when she started fucking with
her
Russell.
Mom, like old niggas.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
But so I saw somebody say on the internet, like, I thought, I think it might have been VJ. She goes, I thought that Kimora did that so that her kids didn't have to.
Like mama, like daughter, hell.
Yeah.
She said it worked for mom. Look at where she's at.
Right.
Up a couple of hundred million. Let me get like mom.
Yeah. Ladies, you got to just stop doing stuff for love.
Do it for the money.
You just got to do it for the fucking coins, like, because it's hard out here.
I mean, there are.
What do you think of say, your daughter and 65-year-old man?
I don't know. It would just creep me out. Like, right. He would probably.
He's like, let me take you guys out to dinner.
And I'd be like, okay. Like, and I'm going to be there and I'm going to be just asking him hella questions, side-eyeing him. Like, honestly, for a while, he would have to come over to the house. Like, she can't come over.
What if before any of that, like, when y'all show up for dinner, before you go inside, he says, hold on, I want to show you something. We go outside, he hands your daughter the keys to a new Mustang and shit.
It slaps her on the ass. They go get it, honey.
Let me see the title. Who name on it?
Yeah, yeah. Because you can't stop a 21-year-old.
Yeah, from doing what she want to do. Right. So, yeah, I just need to make sure her name is on it. So, when she, Leo, asks for that 23-year-old nigga, like, she still got her car or whatever the fuck you gave her.
Real shit.
So, that's it. Just ain't no, like. Ain't no entrapment, nigga. Like,
right.
If you giving it, give it up.
Flash of shiny things in the face.
That's. I think that might be my concern when it's like older men and younger women. Just like, because especially like now, like they're so like caught up with like things,
mm-hmm.
like that a nigga could do that. Like, could fucking, you know, show her some shit and then fucking have her fucked up. Like, yeah, so.
Indeed. Indeed.
Yeah.
Have y'all seen the preview for the new Jefferson shit?
That cartoon shit on Netflix?
Yeah.
Nah, the cartoon shit looked racist to me, so I didn't look at it.
Shit looked great.
Okay.
Well, that's what I mean. The cartoon, right? The, you saw,
I didn't see the preview. Jeffersons. The drawing looked racist.
Oh, you saw the drawing?
Yeah, I saw
it. Yeah, I see the preview.
Okay, so it's the Jeffersons as a cartoon on Netflix?
But it's like, it's not JJ and them. Maybe it's like 2024 Jeffersons. Maybe they got the same.
Wait, Good Times or Jeffersons? Because you're saying JJ.
Good Times.
Good Times.
Okay.
Niggas living in the projects, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't need to see no shit like that.
When I say the Jeffersons, yeah, definitely not the Jeffersons. Invincible.
Okay, so Good Times. Ooh, right.
You fuck with Invincible?
But the baby, is it
the animated?
Yeah,
I fuck with that.
You up to date on that shit?
What's the last one? Adam Eve.
Who?
Or Adam Eve, the about the girl.
No, that, the latest one is season three? Finale is season two.
No, I seen that.
Oh, okay. Where?
But I'm saying after that, the Invincible has like a little like side character.
Oh, yeah, that came
character.
Out last year, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that too, so that's, yeah.
Yeah, right.
But, yeah, I don't know how I feel about this.
Did you see it? Did you
I
see
did not.
It? So the baby, they got the baby, not the baby, the rapper, the baby on the
It's
cartoon.
On Netflix?
Yeah, you can, yeah, check it out.
Okay.
The, it's not out now, but it comes out this month. You might want to like look for it on YouTube or something. I don't know how you would see it, the preview. But, they got a baby selling drugs. Hmm? You know what I'm saying? So
that's
it's
racist.
Yes.
That feels a little racist.
Steph Curry is one of the
producers or something.
Yeah.
What?
Shit, they got a whole black, you know what I'm saying, cast of motherfuckers that we know.
Word? I mean, anything for the dollar. These niggas will do, if anything I've learned, niggas will do anything for the almighty dollar. And they want to cut you a disability check for your face. Hold up. You can get paid for that? This is from a fool who stares at his orange juice every morning. It says concentrate on the box. Who the dummy now? No, that shit sounds like me.
That's Davey's
his grandfather, James Anthony, so.
Steph Curry, Norman Lear. That's the nigga who made Good Times. Mm.
1974, when it came out.
That's Wanda Sykes.
I don't like how they're cooning up their voices and shit.
All right, hell, it's all over. I'm out ready for some milk right now. Dalvin, why are you so breast obsessed? It's childish, man. Bruh, I'm a baby. I can't get no more childish than that. Okay. You're
a native head? I'm definitely watching.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it.
I might give it a try, but if it's too racist, I might stop. Oh, no. I'd rather have a new Boondock, so.
Jay Farrow, Slink Johnson.
Slink.
I love
they got
Slink.
Black.
Yeah, yeah, nigga. Okay. What about the struggle? We're black. It'll be here tomorrow. Okay. I don't love the like the exaggeration of the voices.
Right.
Yeah, it's like they niggered it up a little bit. Like that's what the director said.
We he's show like, is hungry, boss.
Like, yeah. He's like, you know, can you take your regular voice and you know nigger it up a little bit?
You know, put a little Jamal on it. Okay, I mean, I might watch.
Good old
it.
Norman Lear.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if he said it was okay.
Norman Lear's white, ain't he?
I was just gonna say, but saying, is he a white man?
Doing what he been doing.
Oh, he a white man?
Should he sound white?
Yeah, Norman Lear sound white.
He made the Good Times in Jefferson. They wasn't letting niggas produce shit back then.
Oh.
Just act. That's all he could do.
Damn. Richard Pryor didn't get to produce his own
Go
shit.
Go act Poe, niggas. Go out there and act Poe.
Okay. Just one more thing on the Diddy thing. Why aren't his friends saying nothing?
But they hoping that the tapes don't come out.
Motherfucking right. That's what,
getting,
that's what I was
they probably getting their back busted open with a dildo and
welcome
shit.
Welcome to the Freak Fest.
They can't. Well, yeah, they can't say nothing in defense of him. And then tapes come out with their ass on the motherfucking tapes. Or
yeah.
Well, they probably waiting. They probably waiting until the shit breaks. Like, if it comes out that nothing that he ain't did nothing wrong, then you'll probably have motherfuckers coming out like, yeah, I knew my boy Diddy was good and shit, but I just wanted to let the court system play itself. Like,
okay. I ain't want to interfere.
Yeah, motherfucker don't want to say nothing.
Honestly,
too soon.
That'd be the best thing sometimes. Yeah, like, you don't want to be putting their foot in their mouth.
You don't want to jump out the window too soon, and then the fucking all of a sudden TMZ got to take this nigga fucking Stevie J or some shit.
Yo, what? Clip. I forgot about that, and you just reminded me.
So it's like, shit. Fuck that. Don't speak up for these niggas too soon. They didn't prove that they'll let you the fuck down.
I still don't get it. Like, was he threatening to have Stevie J fuck him? Like,
no, he's like, you like Stevie J and shit. Look here, this Stevie J busting this nigga up. You know what I'm saying? Mm. He could do you too if you want.
Mm. Well, I got a nigga on speed dial. Mm.
Stevie J riding for his boy though.
You know what you see the video of them hanging out in Miami and all that shit?
Recently?
Riding bikes where girls all run up to him, Buffy, hugging on him and shit. You ain't seen that?
Yeah, I saw it. Niggas trying to get their story
straight. It's PR, public relations motherfucker got his ass out and about.
Trying to be the
Buffy
man.
Being seen every motherfucking where.
Common man and shit. Nah, nigga, take that. You ain't a common man, nigga.
Right, I ain't seen this much regular Puffy in a long time.
Riding bikes and shit.
Right.
Next thing I have a video of him fishing. Just fishing off the bank of a lake.
And not in no big ass yacht. Yeah.
Not in no lake.
Barefoot. Barefoot and shit.
With some overalls.
Some Huck Finn pants on.
Yeah, right.
You see, his son just got the lawsuit, right?
Damn, sexual assault, right?
Yeah, sexual assault. Yeah, back in like 2017.
I'm saying, look, like father, like son, man. That shit the apple don't fall far from the fucking tree or whatever. Even watch Puffy do this weird shit. His whole life and shit, it probably would rub off thinking that it can't be touched.
Yeah.
Look at you now, nigga.
Yeah.
Hey, whatever. All the motherfuckers getting what they deserve.
Free R. Kelly.
Shut up.
Nah. He's been locked up long enough. Yes, he has.
Get niggas a work release.
He literally he sung about everything he sang about.
Let him out on the weekends just to go to the studio.
To be a big jerk.
Did R. Kelly rape? Did he rape anybody?
Statutory rape.
Statutory rape.
Yeah, that's to me saying.
Did they get married?
Aaliyah.
Not all of them, just Aaliyah. Yeah.
Just Aaliyah.
But I mean, you know he's fucking her. They didn't get married. They didn't get married for the fun of it. You know what I'm saying?
he had to.
He married her so he could justify fucking her. Yeah, I'm fucking her. She's my wife.
Why wouldn't I?
But she's 14, R. Kelly. But she's my wife, though, nigga. How old was she? 14, 15?
I don't know. 15, probably. Couldn't have been 14. That'd have been crazy.
Y'all niggas was fucking.
How old was he? 32?
Electric sliding to it and bumping and grinding to it.
I mean, she married the nigga. I mean,
he was 32 when she was.
Don't say
15.
She married the nigga like it wasn't her parents. Like that
she didn't say,
all right,
but do you take him to be your lawful wedded husband? She didn't say no. Shit. She said, I do.
Nigga, when you're 15.
She probably harmonized it.
When you're 15. I feel like when you're 15, if the nigga got a paper sign, I don't think they really be asking that.
No, I wasn't there. But
we didn't see
you ain't supposed to be married or
show
anyway.
Show me some footage.
You ain't supposed to be married or anyway. Yeah. But I don't see no footage of him dragging the bitch down the aisle, kicking and screaming. You know what I'm saying? Shit. She was posing in pictures saying, this is my fucking husband. So what the fuck? I mean, rest in peace.
She was 15 and he was 27. He's 12 years older than her.
That ain't bad if it was. I'm not saying that's bad. But if she was 18 and he was 30, it'd be more acceptable. Those 12 years would be more acceptable.
This ain't the one, man.
Those 12 years would be more acceptable.
This is a bad show, right? Throw this episode away.
She was 20 and he was 32, those 12 years would be more acceptable. But he should have waited three more years. He couldn't have waited three more years. Or he could have been like Tiger, nigga.
He couldn't wait. He could not fucking wait.
He said, nah, by then somebody else might have got it. Yeah.
Then she's going to be fucking all them niggas through high school and shit. I get to beat all that out.
Yeah, it ain't free him. But just weekend.
How old was Aaliyah when she was fucking with Jay-Z and all
that?
That's
what I was saying. Because she died at what, 20-something?
I don't know.
She was still pretty young.
I think she was too young to be fucking with them niggas. Because Jay-Z and R. Kelly about the same age, ain't they?
Y'all saying Jay-Z, also Dame Dash.
Yeah, Dame Dash.
That's why they fell out, which is crazy.
Both in love with that young poon.
Crazy.
She was born in 79. She died in 2001. She died at 22 years old.
Damn. What?
So?
Oh, yeah. So they going to have to get Jay-Z's ass on the carpet when they finish with Diddy. Yeah.
Lee, y'all better leave Mr. Knowles
so
alone.
So just take 2 years off of 2001, 99. Who was she fucking with in 1999? That's what we did.
Jay and Dame.
And that's when she...
Because that was like Big Pimpin' time. And
how old was she?
And she'd have been 20.
I mean, but y'all saying Jay, I'm pretty sure. I think Dame was the one like actually in a relationship with her.
Yeah, he said he was in love with her. One of the loves of his life.
Yeah.
Well, they say Jay was fucking Foxy Brown, right? Right? And she was
probably too young too.
We don't allegedly.
Yeah.
Man, and she deaf.
Damn. That's a double whammy.
A minor.
Them niggas in the industry been fucking young girls the whole time though. You know what I'm saying? Poor. What was it? Backstage, underage, adolescent.
Oh, my God. Not okay.
Them niggas told you what was getting down. Hey, you older bitches, stay back. Send them young hoes back here.
Those are like.
Send that motherfucker eighth grade.
Took
like,
place.
You niggas wrote that down?
Send me that freshman school trip group back here. You bitches with the drinks, y'all stay out. Y'all too old. Backstage, underage, adolescent.
No.
The J, the I, the M, the M, no. The Y, y'all.
No, I need a body bag. God damn. Do me, baby. Damn.
No.
I never even thought about it. Niggas singing that shit word for word.
Mm-hmm. Wipe down them young girls and send them home in a body bag.
Oh, no.
At least they were using condoms. So getting them
Shut
young girls
the fuck up. Throw this episode away. That's the name of this episode. Ray, tell everybody where they can find you. I'm done here.
at RaySun724 on Twitter and IG, the RaySun Report on YouTube, and the Fifth Element Hip Hop on YouTube.
Chris underscore underscore, that's K-H-R-I-S on IG, at KOD Nails on IG, and it's underscore Chris on Twitter. See you guys next week.
You can follow the show at 420 in Vegas Podcast on Facebook, IG, TikTok, and Twitter. You can follow me at Vegas A underscore 420 on Twitter and Vegas A on Facebook, IG, and TikTok. I'm about to do the Mariah Scientist.
Daddy.
You seen her scrapping in the club this week? You saw her scrapping in the club?
Who she was like? Just bitches?
Yeah, I think just bitches.
It
didn't look good
for her. It looked like she was one of them. She was out while she was kicking and screaming.
Is this your favorite podcast? Bye, guys. Right.
See y'all next week.
Peace.
Yeah. Adam Reaper. 520 in Vegas, I got some cushy trying to slide. 520 in Vegas, I'm with my partners getting high. 520 in Vegas. 520 in Vegas. Yeah. 520 in Vegas, I got some cushy trying to slide. 520 in Vegas, I'm with my partners getting high. 520 in Vegas. 520 in Vegas. Yeah. Just let the plug, finna pick my brother up. Just got a smoking, finna roll another one. Put some wax in my blunt, man, that shit had me stuck. And my eyes hella low, cause I stay high as fuck. I been smoking out the pound, but it still ain't enough. I don't wanna hit y'all weed, cause I think that is bunk. If you ever in my city, better roll that shit up. Only reason that you stress, cause you ain't smoking enough. He said he wanna smoke like me, but it ain't potent enough. I'm finna roll another wood, so you know that it's stuck. Smoking on some cheetah piss, but it smell like a skunk. And y'all weed hella dry, it break down like some dust. 520 in Vegas.